Sirius James Lilly. Snippet draft. Written by Lullaby Now. Read by Opal Song. Part 19 of As Green as a Fresh Pickled Toad series. Summary. Everybody laughingly tells Lily that she'd better watch out. Marrying James Potter is a 2-for-1 deal. Actual pairing for Sirius when he isn't with Remus? Honestly? Okay, just hear me out. It's an OT3. I am a huge fan of Sirius James Lily. Like, full love triangle here, complete with polyamorous relationship. Like, take a moment to think about it. It's really good, right? Let me find my notes on this. Here we go. Old writing draft, begin! Everybody laughingly tells Lily that she'd better watch out. Marrying James Potter is a 2-for-1 deal. And Lily takes a look at best man Sirius Black, looking handsome as fuck in his dress robes, and she's like, haha, yeah, woe is me. They have no idea what she and James are going to do to that man on the honeymoon. None of them are actually sure how it happened, because at first it was just a bit of James Sirius fooling around because, Bro, we need to practice kissing because of reasons and shit. Okay, this got wild fast. Please picture a long-suffering Remus Lupin having to deal with this shit. Like, JFC, get a room that doesn't contain the place where I sleep. At God, please. Also, picture James and Sirius going to explore the castle because of map reasons. And snogging in literally every room in Hogwarts. From abandoned classrooms to the Slytherin dungeon. Like, it just got started, and now they have to see this through to the end. Because of reasons. They can't not finish what they started. So, Moon, Wormtail, we're going exploring again. Again? Yeah, for, map reasons. You know, bye. Map reasons. Remus says dryly, refusing with every bone in his body to ask any questions, while Peter sticks his fingers in his ears and sings loudly, because they cannot fucking handle more bullshit bromance excuses. 13-year-old James Potter and Sirius Black loudly planning their future wedding in their dorm room, with Remus and Peter chiming in. Final plans call for a cake that is a 13-feet-high crime against dental hygiene, sculpted like some ancient Greek masterpiece in a confectionery statue of a stag and a Grimm riding broomsticks. The Grimm is fighting off 3 bludgers at once, and the stag is catching the snitch. Never mind that Sirius hates broomsticks. The wedding also calls for exactly 102 flamingos to be released at a specific moment. All guests to be dressed as 17th century French courtesans, like that scandalous painting the Black family can't manage to remove from the Grimmauld Place pantry. Remus to officiate, Peter as the flower girl, and McGonagall to give the grooms away. James's parents are getting a bit up there, and if Sirius's parents even show up, they're getting seated at the bottom of a lake. He might force Regulus to be his best man, though, because Reggie's best man speech will surely be a hilarious piece of barely disguised disapproval. Teeth gritted societal politeness and hidden insults towards literally everything. By the time they are 17, this plan has somehow gotten 3 times as complex. Lily Evan gets involved for one, and speaking of, and everything is pretty good, except James still has a massive crush on Lily Evans. It's so bad, and everyone is embarrassed for him. Sirius tries to help James woo her, but they are both so bad at this. So bad. James can't really manage to speak without putting his foot in his mouth in front of this girl, especially when he's maybe just sort of a little bit crushing on his best friend slash casual snogging partner and doesn't want to give up Sirius even for Lily Evans. And Sirius is awkward and torn and contradictory because it's so hard not to take over and flirt with pretty, nice, talented Miss Evans. And sometimes something bitter and ugly stirs in his chest when he imagines James growing up and getting married to a pretty, nice, talented girl and leaving Sirius behind, pining and unhappy and angry. Sirius could like her too, you know. Like that. If he let himself, because he liked James less. What the fuck are they even doing? I can't believe that they're supposedly some of the best-looking, most brilliant blokes in school. My love life is in better shape than theirs, Remus Lupin comments mildly one day. And I'm a werewolf. Peter's brow scrunches up in confusion, and he says, You don't have a love life? Remus nods. Exactly. Look how neat and without fucked up love triangles it is. Everyone should aspire to my lone wolf life. Mooney, for fuck's sake! Lily Evans holds no romantic aspirations for most of her Hogwarts career. Years 1 through 5, at least. Because who has time for boys when there's magic to learn? Friendships alone are pretty awesome. At least most of the time. She has, however, lamented a time or two with the other Gryffindor girls that James Potter and Sirius Black are unfairly cute and hot for immature, arrogant, jockey dweebs. And then she actually starts getting to know James Potter around 6th and 7th year, and she's just like, oh no. Like, fuck, he's hot and he's actually nice when he isn't being an arrogant toe rag and just fuck, fuck, fuck. Also, Sirius Black is there too, because James fell on his face the times without his wingman there, literally, so they're joined at the hip now. And fuck, fuck, he's really hot too. Lily Evans is not okay. Repeat, Lily Evans is not okay. Marlene, help. Seriously, help. No, that was not a fucking pun. Old writing draft. End. The end. Author's notes. Psst. You know what's another good Polyam HP ship? Angelina Johnson, George Weasley, Lee Jordan, Fred Weasley. Like, nothing between the twins, obviously, but Angie with each of the twins, Lee with each of the twins, and emphasis on Angelina Lee. It's so good, isn't it? Angie's too good for all of them, but I imagine she loves all three of her mischief makers to bits anyway. If you enjoyed this podfic, please leave feedback for both myself and for the author. You can find this podfic at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong. Thanks for listening!